But yeah, let's kick things off.
Mm.
And for Dr. Death. Welcome to Hacker Voice Radio on the 31st of March 2006. And this month just doesn't want to fucking end, does it? Oh, God. It's been so long. But finally, it's payday. Hello, in the studio we have, we've got Planet Lave. And,
Hello.
Freaker 76.
Hello.
Hello. You're very quiet there.
Just came on to say, like, about IPDC.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, me and my friend Wiccan Too, we've started a group and we're called IPDC. We will soon have a website and a forum online, and we will have our own radio show, which will be dealing in, like, computer programming and web design.
Yeah.
And the show will be called IPDC Radio. Pretty simple name. And, I've been talking to Billy Al earlier about it, and he's, like, sort of sorted some things out. I've just got to finalise everything now.
Cool. Well, yeah, I mean, as soon as you get a few episodes done, we can set up a little RSS feed for you. And, and, you know, so that people can know about it through us and all that kind of good stuff. And I'm sure it'll be a big success.
Yeah, I hope it is.
And you know, the more the merrier. It's just such a lack in the UK with these radio shows. You know, you've got Lug Radio, and they're huge, and they're already established as one of the most well, quite a very very good radio show. I'm looking forward to hearing what you've got to speak about.
Yeah, well. I'm looking forward to knowing what I'm going to say first. Well, we have written some show notes and things out.
Oh, my phone's ringing, so you two talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. I don't have much to say, sorry.
So do you have first a date when this is going to go live?
No, not yet. Well, we've been sorting out website stuff. I've been designing a website. I've been, sort of just doing the design mostly.
Yeah.
It'll be as soon as possible, really.
Cool stuff.
And, I'm just going to push out that Wiccan Too, if you're listening. I was on you before, yo. There's... I hate doing it, I forget what I'm going to say. Well, as I've said, the web design and thing, and programming, I'll be in the web design part of it, while Wiccan will be taking the programming side. And I was thinking starting off with, like, HTML 101. Like, you know, just teach the basics.
Yeah, nice.
And, move on, then go on to, like, using Photoshop and Dreamweaver, JavaScript, ASP, the lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds cool, man.
I'm back. I'm gonna have to run off and grab someone off the street, and then come back and continue with as much of the show as I can. I'm gonna keep the recording running. And I'm going to keep you guys live on the stream, so have fun.
Okay. Cheers, mate.
Yeah, no problems.
Okay, this is a bit tricky now. We don't have the main host.
Yeah, I've really put you in the deep end.
Yeah, first time I ever straight into the deep end. Hmm. That's my luck.
I think one cool idea for you guys is to jump on our forums and stick some information down there about what you're going to be doing and where the website's going to be and all that good stuff. And also, BinRev, they have a very cool hacker media section on their forums.
Yeah, I've been in BinRev for a while.
It's a good place.
I couldn't find any good sites for UK-based, but once I found this, it was, finally found one. But what I've been watching, because I live in Wales, there's not that many, meetings or anything, nothing to really, even less of a scene over here.
Yeah.
But I have heard of, a 2600 meeting near where I live. So I'll have to check that out.
Cool stuff. What meetings are there in Wales?
It's just basically loads of counties all over the place. And they change all the time, so I can never keep track of which ones there are.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how many there are now. There were something 10, now there's about 15, and then one big county turns into 10 little ones. Mm. Very confusing.
Well, it should definitely help you keep track of all those.
Yeah.
Once you guys get up and running and get people on there, shout about what meetings they are doing and where they are.
Yeah.
Hopefully, mate, it should change things for the better, you know.
But I think... I'm not sure, because I haven't seen on any websites of any meetings or anything near me, but someone told me that there's a 2600 meeting, so just about half hour away from me, so it's not that hard.
That's alright. Yeah.
See, it's a lot different when you're on here, because when you just listen, you're all talking about things, you know exactly what you're saying, but I'm on your nose. Not much to say.
It's a bit weird. You'll soon get used to it.
Yeah. Well, our shows will be recorded earlier. So, this is live now. I'm going up live. So, it will be a bit easier. We're just recording it straight. I'm just checking up into podcasts and stuff.
Yeah.
And, Birial said about hosting and stuff, he can try and get some and things, so. And, I've already asked him if he wants to be a guest on the show, and anyone else wants to be a guest on the show, just contact me on forums or whatever, and I'll try and fit you in. Find out when we've got, the first couple of shows, we won't have anyone coming on, obviously.
Yeah.
To get things, and then after a couple of shows, we can have people coming on to do guest tutorials and things like that. Because at the moment we've only got C++ and web design. So we need a bit more. But I was thinking more maybe doing some security tutorials and stuff like that.
Yeah.
anything to say? I don't know what to say,
Yeah, sounds cool. Have you got the URL sorted for the site yet?
Not yet, because I'm looking for a host and stuff.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I was thinking, I've got adyor.net, have you heard of them?
I've not, no, never.
Well,
any good?
Free hosting. You get like 5 gigs of bandwidth for free. I think you get like a couple of hundred megs of space. But it'd be alright for a starting site, and I could obviously get a forum with one of those, like Envision Free or something. Or even build my own.
Yeah, most of the free stuff out there on the net should set you up pretty fine, mate.
Yeah.
I tell you, you soon will get through a couple of 100 megs worth of space and 5 gig of bandwidth pretty easily once you do 2 or 3 shows.
Yeah, well, but you were just saying, all free stuff will do good. I hate people who think all they have to do is stuff that costs money. What's wrong with OpenOffice?
Bugger all, as far as I can tell.
I know, it's just exactly the same. There's even more features in it, so... I don't know. But I like the fact that Microsoft give away their betas for free. They can just give them away to anybody. Don't have to be a tester, load of their betas. Like, I think the new Office is coming out, public beta. So, get your hands on a copy in there before they charge, like, 500... good for it.
Yeah, it's definitely good advice. Go check it out, see if it's the tool that you need, and if not, then don't pay for it.
Well, that's what I do, is Visual Studio 2005. They've given away the betas for free to anybody. Well, obviously betas are going to be free, I don't know what I'm saying, for free, but they were just saying sign up here and get your beta for Microsoft Visual Studio 2005. Sent the way. A couple of weeks later it comes.
You get a lot of good stuff from trade shows as well. Stuff like that.
Yeah. I tried getting my hands on the beta one copy of Vista. And I signed up as a beta tester just to try and get it.
Any luck?
I didn't get it.
No.
It's supposed to be really unstable, though. I'm not sure, but it is supposed to be... Like, you do... There's supposed to be, like, a tool in it. You can turn the windows sideways.
Right.
Well, someone who's tried it has told me. But as soon as you do it, it crashes. So, at this point...
Nice little feature.
Just other than get a couple more grand for those extra lines of code.
Absolutely mad. Just one of the updates I've got to throw into the show here is one of the polls we're running on the forums at the minute is about the proposed trip to Birmingham. And just sort of do an update and see how that's going. We've currently got 6 people who want to go with the minibus idea. 2 people who are going without the bus, and 1 who's not going. So it looks like the minibus idea might go ahead. That's already probably enough people to go ahead and book some kind of transport from London to Birmingham and back. But obviously if you are listening and you've not gone and voted yet, please go and make your voice heard. That's in the... THV meeting section of the forums. Go along there, you should see a thread called Trip to Birmingham, and drop in your opinion on it. Because the more people we get who say they want the bus, then the more likely it is to happen, and obviously the more likely we'll get a bus that will fit everyone, and not just a crappy little one, and leave half a dozen people stranded. So please go along and check that out. It seems to be quite popular. Quite a popular idea. Well, have you heard anything about that little plan that we're trying to do with the Birmingham trip?
No, I've not heard anything of it. I've only just been in the Hack of Voice for like a couple of weeks. Maybe a week, I'm not sure.
What it is most of the people who post on the forums and listen to this show, they're mainly based around London. So a lot of them attend the London 2600 meeting. One of the chaps found out about a really cool site in Birmingham that used to be Ministry of Defence something or other. So they thought it would be a really good idea to go up to Birmingham and do a bit of urban exploration, have a look around, take some pictures and have a laugh. So that's now kind of snowballed, and where we are at the minute, what we're trying to do is have the London 2600 meeting on a Friday night, then Saturday morning, get everyone who wants to go onto a bus, head up to Birmingham, meet up with the Birmingham 2600 group, have a look around this site, have a few laughs, mess about a bit, swap ideas, you know, 2600 meetings basically, kind of merging the two, have a few drinks and then head back to London in the evening or late at night. So if it all goes ahead, it should be a pretty cool weekend.
Going off that topic, I'm sorry about that, but, you know, living in the UK,
yeah,
you probably not by traffic lights, the grey box.
Yeah, yeah.
Traffic lights are in there. And, there's a way to control the traffic using it.
Right.
No handheld, no PDAs, nothing, no laptops needed. There should be a little infrared circle with an infrared port inside it.
Yeah.
You just cover that up and wait about a minute and the traffic stops. And
wow.
It doesn't go until you take your hand off.
Cool.
I don't know if it works on everyone, if it's just a glitch in the one that I've tried. I'm going to try some others. But it was just... I don't know, we just saw that something got past it, was there in the way, and the traffic just stopped. So we looked into it, and I stood there for about 5 minutes, and the traffic didn't move for 5 minutes.
Wow.
I left, and then about, I don't know, a minute later, the traffic started again.
Hello.
Ah, that's got to be worth trying out, mate. Hello. Yeah.
Hello, how's it going?
All right.
We just got back. Hello. Hello. Can everybody hear us? Yes.
Yeah, everyone here.
Cool.
Coming through loud and clear.
Excellent.
I will take photos.
So, what have you been chatting about?
Of that box and exactly what to do. And I will post a couple of things. Well, first of all, about this IPC.
Sorry?
Then we went on about that.
Thank you.
Birmingham trip.
Yep.
And then I was explaining about the traffic thing that stops the traffic, and it's pretty cool. Once you do it, it is really good.
That definitely warrants some further investigation, mate. That would be such a find. Yeah.
The photos, I will post exactly what to do on the forums. But what would be really good is to be able to take a laptop or a phone with infrared and interface with the thing and press on, off, on, off.
Disco mode.
Yeah, on, off. Leave one card at a time. You see someone you don't like, leave them in the traffic for half an hour.
Nice.
I am going to look into that. Will I be going past one? I'll be going past the same one tomorrow. I'll have a little feel around there, take a couple of photos.
Yeah, good stuff.
hate these awkward silences.
All right, well, then I'll just chip in when it goes silent.
Are you all plugged back in now, mate?
Yeah. I'm all back in. We're just we're just rolling up a little spliffage and just settling down because I had to go run out and pick up my friend. And yeah, Raiders in the house. dollar bill, yo. Yeah, we'll get to hear from him. I mean, I don't think we've heard from this guy in like the plot. What was it? A year now since
about eight months now
yeah, since last time we did a show together.
I just started up another job, yeah. My new one when we linked up and everything. Yeah. What's happening, Planet?
Hey man, how's it going?
Good, you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, man.
Cool. Too bad you ain't here to smoke a big old fatty. So, I don't know what else to say.
So. Pretty again.
Yeah, so, what's been in the news tonight? Siggy, there you go.
All kinds of stuff. There's something here which is obviously of interest. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I wouldn't read it out. Now, post by LucasAid and his normal news set, and this little story is police armed with new technology. Now, I wanted to read this one out because it ties in with a story he hooked us up with the other night that we didn't get time for. The story a couple of days ago was that... did we read it out? It's about the police with the cameras.
No, we didn't. It was them carrying cameras on their head.
Yeah,
we didn't read it.
That was the one we meant to read out, but now another story that's kind of similar is high-tech pocket computers are helping police outwit wanted suspects who try to bluff their way out of being arrested when stopped on the streets. Frontline officers in West Yorkshire are being equipped with handheld BlackBerry devices and can now instantly download digital mugshots of wanted offenders.
Okay.
So they're now being kitted out with cameras that they can wear on their heads so that they've got an actual accurate visual record of exactly what happened when they went to arrest someone. So somebody can't just say, oh, the officer hit me. Oh, I didn't agree to that. I didn't admit that. You know, there's an actual video of what happened, and they're using that in court now.
Further to that,
they've now got BlackBerry devices as well. So if you stopped on the street, they can download a picture of who they think you are and compare it with the person standing in front of them.
Yeah, I saw this on the news this morning, and I thought it was pretty awesome. Now, I don't know, my initial reaction would have probably been not very positive about it, but I thought, in the line of police, they actually do a good job. They're meant to protect... civilians, and they're meant to protect themselves. When then mentally they could be charged for all sorts of stuff that they can't necessarily prove, and this gives them a good solid line of defense when it comes to all that kind of stuff. It's really cool the way they're actually using this technology. And I saw the little device that they're using to actually record the footage on. It's like a portable mini DV recorder with a 2.5 or 2-inch TFT screen.
Cool.
So it's kind of good to see this kind of stuff. And I don't know if you got the same reaction as me, but I just thought Judge Dredd.
Mm.
It definitely is something out of Judge Dredd comics.
I actually thought RoboCop, but I think we're along the same lines. the thing with them having the cameras, I can see a really good case for it. It freaks me out a bit, but I've got no bad words to say about it, to be honest. It will provide an accurate visual record of exactly what happened during an arrest, so that can't be a bad thing. And then they're using the BlackBerrys as well. Again, I can't see a bad thing about it. It will give them more up-to-date information. Therefore, hopefully they won't arrest the wrong people. There's no excuse. just, you know, log into the bloody police network and get the updated information on who you're meant to be arresting.
You know what would be interesting, if one of these things gets lost or stolen?
Oh, I'm pretty sure they'll leave it in a taxi or stuff like that, you know. And MI5 laptops have been left in taxis, so.
And they also said, how is this, how do you protect against any kind of fiddling around with the footage of what's recorded? And basically all the policemen said, oh, it's password protected. That doesn't actually say a lot. It could be password protected, but the password could be stored in plain text, you know?
Yeah, the password could be passwords.
Sorry?
It being password protected isn't a good enough answer. The password could be something stupid like password.
Exactly. It's a bit, you know, it doesn't give you too much of confidence. If they said, oh, it's password protected and also encrypted with an MD5 hash, or, no, not an MD5 hash, it's encrypted with, you know, DES-10 or something like that, or whatever, then you'd be like, oh, okay, so they're using that encryption protocol. It doesn't actually reveal anything bad, as in, right, now I know what the encryption protocol is, I can go and break it, or something like that. Because I'm sure if anybody got hold of one of these devices, they'd be able to work out very quickly how they're actually encrypting this stuff. And I don't think that the actual device can hold a very powerful encryption method on it. I think what they do is they record it, and then they plug it into a USB cable, and then just download it onto a PC, and then encrypt it. And that's it. I mean, they're trying to do it as quick as they can, and as simply and as most cost effective. So I don't think it's going to be too secure.
Well, here's an idea. If the government and the police are so absolutely crazy about us, the citizens, having all our data stored on the card, you know, they're trying to tell us that's okay, that's the way the future's going to be. Why not have these little devices being biometric?
Yeah.
So only a policeman's thumbprint can give access to it.
Yeah, I think it should be, it shouldn't just be a thumbprint. I think it should be that they have to get a blood test every time they want to use this device. Not for any reason. It doesn't even have to work. I just want them to bleed.
You're crazy.
I was just about to say with thumbprints, like James Bond style.
Yeah.
Have, like, James Bond gadgets. Or scan the eye use them in.
Just an eyeball injection thing. I don't know, something fun like that. There's a story that I picked up on today, which I thought was excellent. It was a story about hackers using a BBC website to bait people into an IE exploit. Malicious individuals, and I won't call them hackers because the media love to use that, are using stories from the BBC News to lure and trick surfers into visiting a website that exploits a new unpatched vulnerability in Internet Explorer. It's basically just like those kind of spoof and spam emails, but they contain a mini story or a summary of the story in the email, and then a link for read more. But that link is a redirect to a website that contains a certain remote exploit code on it that then carries out the exploit on the IE vulnerability and installs all kinds of stuff without you even knowing. And the website is actually legitimately like a BBC news site.
I read that today somewhere on the internet. I was just browsing about stuff and it just came up.
Yeah. So it's a story about SAG, all the foreigners. You read that one, Planet?
I've not, mate. No, not yet.
Do you want to read it?
Where are we? Because
it sounds interesting.
Obviously, because it's payday, I came home from work via the computer game shop,
right.
Having bought a new purchase. So that's pretty much all.
Tell us what you bought.
I actually bought Oblivion.
Oh, okay. How is it?
Elder Scrolls 4, which is, I believe, is at number one in the all formats game chart at the minute.
Yeah.
Due to its sales on the Xbox 360 and the PC, respectively.
Yeah, that thing's gone through the roof.
Yeah, yeah. It's really good. First impressions. I've played it for about 2 hours. Got home, put a good 2 hours in. Only problem is, the guy in the shop warned me about it.
Right.
Now, normally, when you go and purchase something, they just say, right, give us your money, take your sodding purchase and your receipt and piss off. That's pretty much the customer service I'm used to. But went into a small game shop, which isn't part of a chain that's local to me, and the guy in the shop said, oh, wait, hang on a minute, you're buying this, yeah? I said, yeah. He said, well, have you checked the graphics card specifications on the back? I said, no, I've got a good PC, it can run pretty much anything. He said, please, check the specifications on the back. It's got a list of graphics cards that it will work with. And he said, if yours isn't on that list, you're in for a nightmare. It's a really good game, I play it myself, but please make sure your graphics card's on that list. Flipped it over, checked it, yep, I'm on the list, fantastic. Bought it, took it home, installed it, played it. It crashes like a bitch. Honest to God. I got through kind of the introduction tutorial little bit, and that was fine, playing along. All of a sudden, boom, desktop. It says, do you want to send an error report about this? No, because there's no point. Load the game, autosave. Okay. Right, get back to the same point. Boom, desktop. Fuck. So I played it for about an hour, and then the second hour, I was pretty much just loading my old game, getting a little bit further, crash, a little bit further, crash, a little bit, oh, crying out loud. So that's why I've not read too many of these stories in advance, and I apologise, listeners.
That's fine. Did you upgrade your drivers?
Oh, graphics card? Maybe.
You might want to do
ago.
That.
That's the next thing.
Cool. Well, let us know. Get back to us on that one.
Yeah, it's definitely worth a look.
Yeah.
But I will say what the guy in the game shop said to me. Do check that your graphics card is on the acceptable list, which is on the back of the packaging. Also, mine's pretty good. It cost about £300, my graphics card, but that was about 18 months ago. So it's not that great anymore. Mm. But, you know, it should still be able to handle pretty much, you know, anything without all the whistles and bells turned on.
Yeah.
So I fired it up. It says, right, detecting your graphics card, setting the video settings. Your video settings have been set to low.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm out of date.
Yeah.
So I am thinking of picking up a new graphics card. That's how good the game is.
So how much RAM do you have?
A gig.
Right, because I remember you were telling me your spec before, and it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's alright. I mean, it's a 3.2 Pentium 4 gig of RAM. Yeah. Hard disk coming out my ass. Comes up to about a terabyte, maybe a little over. The graphics card is 18 months old, and it was king of the field back then. But obviously, graphics cards move pretty quickly. So it's no longer the big daddy.
Yeah,
but I think a little trip to PC World will fix that.
Yeah. It's just, Raiders is admiring my Maxter MX5.
Yeah, man, it reminds you of what the brick days were like. But it's a nice phone, though. They're very sturdy and robust.
There's loads of stuff you can do with it, like put it in debug mode and play around with it so that you can find out lots of information about the current network you're in, the cell ID and secret menus and engineer mode and stuff like that. That's why I bought the phone, really. It wasn't to be fashionable.
Obviously, a lot of DVD players you can get like files, you burn them to a CD, put them in your DVD player, and opens, brings up a secret menu to change the region. And you can like set it to multi-region DVD player and stuff. I haven't tried it, don't know if it works. Be good if it did.
So, as far as what's really happening now in the news, it's mainly to do with you know, privacy and really to do with copyright infringements and stuff like that. Now I don't know how much the two go into hand, but you can definitely see that, and I'm just talking generally here, a general move towards the whole aspect of your rights online and how much the internet is really going to change. I think last year we kind of predicted this stuff was going to happen, and I've got to say for the forthcoming year, I really think that the internet, the basis of the internet is going to change, whereby it's not going to be so much of a free reign and you know, very open, everything works fine. I think it will be converted into two sections, and a lot of restrictions put in place through the ISPs, and a lot of premium rate services such as you know, video streaming and voice over IP technology that will be only selected by your ISP, and everything else that is illegal traffic would basically be turned off. And I don't know if people out there share the same views as me, but it'd be interesting to get some feedback on that.
I don't know. The whole thing about the internet is it's the illegal side of what you can get out there that kind of made it so popular. So if they're going to go and turn all that off, then why the hell do I need a, you know, let's say in the future, what I'm aiming for is a 24 megabit ADSL line. One of these days I'm going to get one. Why would I need that to browse HTML sites and read BBC News and do all legal stuff? I don't need that kind of downpipe to obey the law. You need that kind of bandwidth to use BitTorrent, use news groups, use all kinds of stuff where you want data. And that data is not likely to be legal.
Yeah. But you can definitely see a shift, though, in the way things kind of move. As far as Internet 2 is concerned, and IPv4, and how they're trying to handle all these bloggers and stuff like that. I don't know, maybe it's just me being paranoid.
No, because there's a few ISPs out there where they don't disallow the traffic, but they really throttle down peer-to-peer sharing networks.
Yeah.
Or so I've heard. So if you're using unencrypted BitTorrent, then they recognize that traffic and they put it on a lower priority. So you're getting a really crappy bandwidth. From what I've been told, from what I've read, if you then switch to an encrypted BitTorrent system, you're back up again. You're back at your full upload-download speed. So there are ISPs out there trying to clamp down on certain types of traffic already. I think that's what you're saying.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
It's already happening, yeah.
Yeah.
But if that goes, you know, across the board and every single ISP says, well, we're not going to let you use this, we're not going to let you use the internet for that, we're not going to let you use this feature of the internet, then they're going to take out all the good parts. What's going to be left?
Well, someone would probably come along and make a new way of doing all that stuff.
Well, that's very true, yeah. Some clever bastard will come up with a brand new idea that no one's seen coming. It's happened time and time before. That's how we got things like BitTorrent and the peer-to-peer networks. And
I've forgotten the lock code on my phone. Let's try four zeros.
Are you getting high?
I'm not getting high.
Don't forget to bring a towel!
Ah, oh, damn it. I really have forgotten the code on my phone.
1, 2, 3, 4.
No, because I always change
my random numbers.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, but I don't know how many random numbers I'm allowed to have.
It's normally
yes, I've got it. I cracked my own password through a selective dictionary attack. Sweet, and I've still got the same hacking background. Nice. Cool. There you go. You have a phone now, sir. That was an achievement for a man that's just had a bit of a spliff.
Have you seen them? Have anyone here seen Operation Takedown?
Yes.
Story?
Yes.
Good film.
Yeah, I thought it was okay. It was entertaining, but it was a bit of a dramatization as far as the stuff that went on in Mitnick's life and stuff like that.
I just don't like that bloke who says, oh, I'm a hacker, he's a cracker. What's his name? The one who was supposed to be good.
Yeah, that Japanese bloke. Mitsu something, Mitsu, Michiguro, I don't know, I've forgotten his name.
Some Japanese name.
Yeah.
Godzilla, something like that.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you know, that guy was really he was just doing his job. I guess that was the only way he could really explain about how stuff works. Because to him, Mitnick was just a lower class of hacker. Because that guy was, you know, he was coding serious stuff and he was earning money. If we think about it now as how the hacking scene is, he would have been, you know, a white hat hacker earning money for what he does, creating software and stuff like that. And then there's this rogue idiot that goes around playing pranks and trying to fuck his stuff up and trying to, you know, prove himself and all this stuff. And this guy just doesn't give a fuck. So I guess in that kind of sense, he had a right to complain about him and he had a right to go after him. And all this guy wanted to do is put him in prison.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie, Planet?
I've not, mate, no.
Oh.
I shall have to rectify that.
Yes. Tonight soon would be downloading Operation Takedown. Waiting.
I would if I knew where to download such things, but I don't.
The address you are looking for is www.mininova.com. Thank you.
I wouldn't even know what that is, and if I did know what that is, I wouldn't know how to use it.
Okay.
My lawyer told me to say that, and I'm sticking with it.
See, I give you good advice.
Did you watch The IT Crowd?
Yes, we...
yeah.
<we're laughs> Don't mention The IT Crowd to us.
Oh my god.
We get
watched it and loved it.
We loved it, but it gave us so much pain after.
I'll just put this over here with the rest of the fire. Brilliant, like.
I like your screensaver. It's very realistic. It's like, oh yeah, that's one of those new screens, you know, with the backlight.
And that the boss is still shoved in at his computer at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like, computer, hello.
Hello. Hello, speaks to the mouse. He just kind of gets closer to it every time and louder.
Yeah.
Is it working? Mm-hmm. Cool.
And Richmond. The goth then, from the room.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy in the server room. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that? You said the funny line, Yesterday Planet about the thing we don't need no education.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it again, because you did it so well.
No, that was like after the show when we were pissing about.
Yeah. Well, say it again.
No, it's just a line in the in the It Crowd where the Irish fellow's sitting at his desk and going, "We don't need no education." And the geeky bloke turns around and looks to him and says, "Yes, you do. You just used a double negative." Obviously, I can't do it as good as it was on the show.
No, I think you do the geeky guy very well. You do the
Thanks.
You do the way he does his, you know, "Yes, you do."
That's actually my normal voice.
No, it isn't.
This I just put on for the show to sound cool.
That's what he really sounds like. "Yes, I do. I sound like this."
If you listen to the stream before we start recording, this is how I sound. Oh, dear.
I like it when the one where they steal the... What's it called? The stress machine.
Yeah.
The stress thing, yeah.
And he builds his own.
He's like there. I'm going to ask myself a very personal question.
It's like, I was just joking, don't worry.
I'm not asking myself anything. And at the end, I think it's brilliant the way he's doing the knife thing.
Yeah, and then he hurts himself in the outtake.
Yeah.
I think he chips a bit of his finger off.
Yeah. And the one with the cups. All the mugs. He's looking for this one with his face.
Yeah.
And it's like everyone else has got that one except for him.
Yeah, it's very cool. I do like the show. I haven't watched it in a while. Well, since we got burned. But, yeah.
Burned!
So severely hurt.
But I think it's been commissioned for a second series.
Has it?
Yes. If what I read was true. But I did read it on the internet, so you never know. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That sounds like good plan, man. I think it'd be really cool if they did that.
I'm hoping they would, because the way they did the first series is quite an unconventional way of doing it, by releasing it on the internet a week before. Yeah, I was worried that would hurt its success, because loads of people would go onto the internet, download it, watch it, enjoy it.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be reflected in the viewing figures of people tuning into Channel 4. Therefore, your everyday TV bosses at Channel 4 say, "Oh, we only got however many million people tuning in. Therefore, no one's interested in this show. Let's can it." Which they do with a lot of shows, TV networks in general. I was worried that them using such a brilliant way of getting the show out there would actually backfire on them. But I think they've taken it into account with all the downloads and people visiting the site as to, you know, how many people were actually watching it, not just tuning in on a Friday night.
I was downloading the episode off Channel 4 and watching it because it was like the quality wasn't that good on the downloads.
Yeah, it's a bit pixelated, wasn't it?
Yeah. And they had the digital rights management, so you couldn't build it.
Oh, yeah, in the third episode they did that, didn't they? They put some DRM on it, but then that got cracked. You know what I think they're going to do, and what I'd really like them to do, is release a DVD pretty soon of that, because I'm sure that'll sell really well amongst our kind of crowd.
Yeah, I think it will, because... you know, obviously the geek crowd, and you know, I count myself as one of them.
Yeah.
For me, releasing the show like that in such a cool way, I like it.
Yeah.
And I like the show. So that's two reasons for me to go down HMV on release day and buy the DVD, to show my appreciation that not only have you made a really good comedy, but I support the way that you released it. And I want you to know, by having my 12 quid or whatever it is, you know, I want my voice to be heard that this is a good idea and you should do it in future.
Yeah.
With other shows. Carry on like this, please.
The BBC are doing a similar thing, but you watch it over the internet.
Hmm.
They're doing it with, like, 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps and Ideal.
I know they also kind of do it with The Apprentice as well, which is really good. You can go to, I think it's bbc.co.uk/apprentice, and then you can watch last week's episode. Now, it's really good for me, because I can never remember when to be in front of the TV when there's something on I want to watch. I'm just not that bothered. I don't buy the Radio Times, and I don't want to sit in front of the TV just in case something good comes on. So, for me, being able to go onto the website as a full licence-paying member of the BBC, surely I should be a shareholder, I'm paying these bastards, it's good to have that extra option where you can watch a show you like how you want to.
Well, since I've got TV too in the card, I just record shows to watch whenever I want.
I think you've got the better idea.
There's another show that people might know about that does similar the same thing, but in a slightly different way. They don't publicly or officially advertise the downloading of their content or their episodes. But and I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about South Park. They have a policy whereby they freely allow the distribution of their episodes, and I'm talking 2 minutes after they've actually been sent to the network, which is Comedy Central, of freely distributed torrents of the latest episode. That's you know, I think that's pretty cool for them to really be down with that and accept it and actually promote it.
Only other people would do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Just while we're on the subject as well, something I was playing with during the break, because it was a news story that I found, but I didn't write down, and I just went and read it and investigated it a little bit. VH1.com. They've launched kind of a new little browser where you go to their website and you can actually stream little clips from their shows. Unfortunately, it's not the full show itself, but it will be like a 5-minute segment, and they release quite a bit. There is quite a lot of content there, especially with their reality shows. Well, it's kind of like the Celebrity Big Brother thing in the States, similar to that, and various other shows where it's kind of car crash TV. You don't want to watch it. It's spying into the celebrities' personal lives, but you can't really turn your head away from it. You know, it is quite addictive. And if you do go to VH1.com, I fully recommend that you check out a show they have there called Breaking Bonaducci. That is well worth a look. Go check out a couple of clips. It's a bit mental. See what you think. Make up your own mind, but I recommend it.
Well, I was watching on BBC Three, The Real Hustle, the other day. Did any of you watch that? They teach you how to con people.
Cool.
They were showing, they put a keylogger in someone's keyboard in this office.
Yeah.
Phoned them up. And said, could you change your password, please, to make sure it's safe? And it was all going on the keylogger and being sent to this laptop they had in, like, the back of a van. And you could see all the stuff coming up, their username, their password is coming up, everything, and they were just getting all their details.
Nice.
And they do stuff like how to, like, rig a game of, like, dice or something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. They called it something like put and take, the game was. You get, like, loads of coins from the table, and you roll a dice, and the dice are different. It's, like, got 1, 2, 3, 4, and A on one of them. The A is, like, twice. Then on the other one, it's got 3 T's and 3 P's. And, like, what they've done is they, like, cut on one end of it, cut, like, the sides off.
Yeah.
And, it, like, if you roll it in a certain way, it'll always land, and you take all the coins that are in the middle of the table. and there was this bloke, and he was like, the odds of him actually doing what he did were like 20,000 to 1.
Christ.
But he was doing it because of this trick and rolling it a certain way.
So. Sounds sweet. Is that a one-off show, or is it part of a series?
It's, well, the series finished.
Yeah.
The last episode was the other night, but it's a series, and I think they have, like, 8 episodes in a series and stuff. It's pretty good.
It's got to be worth checking out, mate. It sounds sweet.
And they show you how to... Like, loads of cons have to get more change in a shop. You go in with £20, what, but with 30? By confusing the person giving you the change. You just confuse them, and you end up walking out with £30 instead of walking when you walked in with 20 and stuff. And there's quite a few things there, like, this woman on it pretended that she just found a clamped car somewhere, so she stood by it and said, I haven't got enough money to pay for the thing. Leo, lend me some money, I'll pay you back, I'll send you some money to your house, but you know they won't. And there were people giving her, £10 towards it and stuff.
God.
And, of course, some good stuff. There was one lottery scam, they made a fake lottery ticket. And this bloke said, like, he was foreign and he didn't have a visa and everything. So what he did, he said he won 2,000 and he'll sell it for 1,000. And then what they do then is they make the ticket look like it's won 100,000. And make this person buy it for, like, 1,000. And then just walk off with £1,000, they get a fake lottery ticket. And they just walk off with £1,000 of this person's money.
Sounds like a brilliant introduction into social engineering, really.
Yeah. Well, I don't know when the new series is starting. I don't know if there is a new series. But when there is, if there is, and when there is, I'll post it on the forum, see what day it's on and what time.
Good stuff. Belial, how are we doing on time, mate?
We're just running out. I was gonna mention this earlier, but then you started talking again, so I
sorry.
I didn't want to butt in.
I know we have to keep it under an hour for the new with the
with DDP Hack Radio. And stuff.
That's the one.
So if we close off right now, I think we're gonna make that time limit.
Cool.
Okay. I just want to say, sorry, I've been a bit distant on this show, but I wanted to give Freaker a chance to experience what it's like to run a radio station. That was my ultimate plan, and also, obviously, you know, I've got some stuff that I need to do home wise. So
getting high.
Yes. Well, and a lot of other stuff. And I guess I'll hopefully see everybody on Monday where. The stream server and the IRC server is going to be down through this weekend. Hopefully, it'll be back up sometime around Sunday. And jump on irc.edland. That's EDDLAND. .com with the port of 31337. If you really need a quick IRC fix. And that's all from me. Good night.
Thanks for tuning in.
Okay. Bye, everybody. Bye. My first show.